As I'm walking home from class one day, a car jumps the curb and hits me, breaking my pelvis. I'm a college student. There's no way that I have the money to pay for hospital bills. But then I heard about the Advocates. I'm an out-of-state student, and they still represented me. The Advocates helped me every step of the way. I got a full settlement and didn't have to pay a single cent out of pocket.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. College is hard enough without worrying about medical bills. If you're hurt, give us a call. We'll take care of the rest.
So my husband and I were driving home from a date night, and we were hit head-on by a drunk driver. It was awful. Anytime it's a drunk driver, that's not an accident. They made a choice to get behind the wheel. So we called the Advocates. They took care of everything. The settlement that they got for us was really good. They gave us our lives back.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. You shouldn't pay for someone else's bad decisions. With the Advocates, you won't have to.
A Social Network gets its start. Elizabeth Taylor gets married again. Hippies die. And everybody preps for a nuke to hit them. This is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Tuesday, October 6th, 2020. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. It is National Coaches Day today, which, you know, I'm sure your soccer team coach or baseball team coach or whatever sport you're playing, you're probably not playing it right now, but you did have a coach once. Maybe send them a text message today and tell them how much you appreciate having that coach, either for your kids or for yourself or whatever it is. Celebrate National Coaches Day. It's also National Mad Hatter Day. So maybe throw on a crazy hat, do something a little bit weird like that Alice in Wonderland character. I don't know. It's Mad Hatter Day. Figure it out. It's also National Noodle Day. This one's a heck of a lot easier to figure out. Eat some noodles. You can have Italian food or Chinese food or whatever it is. Celebrate National Noodle Day. Even, you know what? You can take out a pool noodle and celebrate it that way. It's also National Plus Size Appreciation Day. And here's an odd one, National Transfer Money to Your Daughter Day. I didn't tell my daughter about this day because I'm not going to transfer money to her. Because once I transfer to her, it tends to go to some sort of store pretty quickly. So I'm not going to do that. Hopefully she's not listening today. All right, we've got a lot of events for today, and we'll get into those right after this. All right, welcome back. In 1927, the movie The Jazz Singer was released in theaters. Why is that significant? It was a talkie. What was that? Well, see, kids, a long time ago, movies were silent. Yeah, talking pictures were not possible. So, a lot of the time, they just had this piano player in the theater. They didn't have the technology to sync up the video and the audio. Okay, this movie was released by Warner Brothers. An inventor named Lee DeForest worked on a device that would help to sync the video to the voice. Man, I could use this guy on some of my Bluetooth devices. Yeah, I just can't get those to line up sometimes. Anyway, silent movies and talkies would live together for some time. But in the 30s, the talkies were all the rage, and the silent film era would come to an end. Well, at least in the States. While Hollywood went, like, all in on this talking movie thing, the European studios thought that the sound would destroy the film's aesthetics. America. Yeah, we were all cool with it. But actually, maybe, you know, they were right. I've talked to a few people recently, and their aesthetic was totally destroyed once they started talking. Anyway, we should probably talk about the movie. As I mentioned, it was called The Jazz Singer. And, well, it was about, you guessed it, a jazz singer. It featured an actor in blackface and racist jokes. Yeah, the jazz singer made a technical leap, but it was also known as an embarrassing relic of a time when racism was a plot point. All right, moving now to 1961. We were deep into the Cold War. Russia relations and the relationship between Khrushchev and Kennedy were, well, how do I describe it? Let's see, cold. Yeah, well, okay, so should the Cold War turn hot? We needed to be ready. So Americans on this day were warned by our president of the United States to build a fallout shelter to protect them from possible nuclear war. Yeah, can you believe that? So demand became high, and building supply stores and contractors became busy. Some questioned the efficiency of the shelters. America. Yeah, did I say masks or did I say shelters there? Anyway, the height of the Cold War was the Cuban Missile Crisis, which came a year later. We'll talk about that in a few days, but yeah, fallout shelters. Everyone needed fallout shelters back then, and people built them. And now we have problems getting people to wear masks. Oh, boy. All right. On this day in 1966, the Jimi Hendrix Experience is formed. Prior to this, Jimi was releasing music and performing regularly, but he wasn't making much. One night, he was playing and he was discovered by a manager that ended up taking him to London. A band was formed and recruited, and long story short, they began to play London clubs. They released an album that included Hey Joe and the song Purple Haze. Tragically, 4 years later, at the age of 27, Jimi died of aspiration while doing drugs and drinking in his hotel room in London. He's a member of the 27 Club. This is a list of musicians and actors and artists that died at the age of 27. This tragic club started when Jimi, Janis Joplin, Brian Jones, and Jim Morrison all died at the age of 27 within a 3-year span of time between 1969 and 1971. Also on that list is Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse, and 70 or so other people. You can check out the full list online. It's kind of interesting to see that. What they did, though, was they kind of went backwards in time prior to that event, and they've included essentially every artist that's died at the age of 27. So who knows what this is all about, but it is kind of interesting to see that many artists that we know their names of dying at the age of 27. All right, we're moving now to the Summer of Love. 1967, on this day, a mock funeral was held to commemorate the death of the hippies. The idea of the funeral was to signal that the end of the Summer of Love was like it was over. So instead of going to the Summer of Love, just bring it to you. Stay where you live and bring the revolution to where you live. So what was the Summer of Love? Basically, it was about 100,000 young people coming to San Francisco for sex, drugs, and music. It's kind of the same thing now, except with tech companies moving in for that. All right, moving on to 1991. So this next one, when's the odd story of the day? Have I ever done that? I don't think I have. But so in 1991, Elizabeth Taylor got married for, drumroll please, the 8th time. Yeah, to make it crazier, she was married at the Neverland Ranch. You know, Michael Jackson's ranch? Yeah, the couple met, and yes, this gets better, at the Betty Ford Clinic. Yeah. All right, I get it. Meeting somebody in rehab can be great, but you add in Michael Jackson's ranch and 7 prior marriages, and you do kind of win the odd story of the day. You've kind of got a recipe for crazy there, right? Okay, yeah, attending the wedding was former First Lady Nancy Reagan, child star Macaulay Culkin. Actually, it was the Michael Jackson ranch. Maybe he was already there. And Eddie Murphy, amongst others. Okay, so for the toast, they used mineral water. Betty Ford, remember? Yeah. In 1996, husband number 8 was arrested for drug use in a motorhome with no license plates. America. Okay, let's move now to 2007. Jason Lewis completed the first human-powered circumnavigation of the globe. That's easy for me to say. Circumnavigation of the globe. Okay, it's taking me as long to say that as it is to have him actually do this. I think I put more effort, though, into trying to say that correctly. Anyway, he pedaled his boat 46,505 miles over a 4,833-day expedition. Yes, that's crazy. Now, of course, he had stops, long stops and starts during this time, but he did it because he was an American. America. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. He was British. Never mind. Although he did travel across all of North America in inline skates, becoming the first and only person to do so. What an odd accomplishment. Let's move now to 2010. Instagram was founded on this day. By December of that year, they hit 1 million users. By 2012, the app was seeing steady growth and feeling the threat. Facebook came in and bought it for $1 billion. The app has become one of the most popular social networking platforms out there. They started in 2010. 2 years later, they sold it for $1 billion. Let's see, I started this podcast this year, so yeah. All right, I'm going to make a note to DM Zuckerberg in 2022. If you're still listening to the podcast at that point, please do remind me. All right, and last year, a hair salon in New York had an unexpected customer. A deer crashed through the windows, injuring a customer. Yeah, the deer looked around for a bit, and then it ran out. The entire event was captured on camera, and, you know, the hairstylist wasn't very happy because her only tip that day was $1. I had to do it. I'm sorry. Let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Elizabeth Shue turns 57 today. She was in the original Karate Kid movie, and we may see her reprise that role in Cobra Kai on Netflix. The Pink Power Ranger, Amy Jo Johnson, turns 50 today, and TikToker Addison Rae is 20. That's your look at October 6th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all of the correct information. And if you heard something that was wrong, you're super smart. We're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Go to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.